Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. 8-4, the final score. Royals drop the finale. Drop the series in Philadelphia. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. There's two big takeaways from this game, at least as far as I saw it. I'm interested in your opinion. Got to start with Zach Greinke, right? Now, a strange game as the Royals lose their designated hitter in the second inning. But let's be real, Zach Greinke, 3 runs in the first inning, gives up 2 in the second. He's not fooling anyone. I understand he retired you throw in the pickoff with the final batter that he faced. You can make the case he retired 8 straight batters. What do you do with Zach Greinke? Look, we got, 49 games remaining in the season. Maybe this is as simple as, hey, he's going to the Hall of Fame. This team's 41 games below 500. What do you do with Zach Greinke? You continue to give him the ball. If that's your opinion, I mean, honestly, I understand that line of thinking. And it's not as if there's someone else in this organization that is pitching so well that he deserves the starts. You know, I'm thinking about that AAA rotation right now. You know, Max Castillo, Anthony Veneziano. Okay, sure. I'm not going to fight you if you say, hey, I'd rather watch Veneziano. I'd rather watch the 26-year-old lefty pitch. I'd rather watch him than the 39-year-old Zach Greinke. I understand that. Maybe you use an opener with Greinke, right? I don't know who that opener is. You know, that bullpen isn't chock full of studs right now. But, you know, Nick Whitgren's pitched well. Maybe you use an opener for Zach Greinke, right? Don't we need to have this discussion, or is it who cares? Keep giving Greinke the ball. Now, his next start lines up to be, Friday at home against St. Louis? And as you know, Greinke is basically a different pitcher when pitching at Kauffman Stadium compared to anywhere outside of Kauffman Stadium. Okay, again, I have no issue with Greinke pitching again coming up on Friday. Or, you know, I got no issue with Greinke starting every fifth day from here on out. But you can't ask me to get excited about it. Can't ask me to expect the Royals to win any game that Zach Greinke's starting. 4 innings, 5 runs, 7 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. But Zach Greinke falls to 1-12 on the season. Yeah, that's my big takeaway, right? Royals offense right out of the gate puts 3 runs on the board. Greinke gives them all right back. MJ Melendez hits a home run in the second inning. Zach Greinke gives it right back. We know he can't overpower anyone. We've known that for years. But when you're taking on a lineup that features the names with the trophy cases like this, can't be surprised that Greinke doesn't see the fifth inning. Now, outside of the future Hall of Famer and one of the greatest to ever do it, look, I mean no disrespect. Zach Greinke, that's why I say, has earned the right to take the ball every fifth day, especially with him gutting it out with this team that is, again, 41 games below 500. But as far as the loss is concerned, if the discussion isn't totally centered on Zach Greinke, look, you didn't have Bobby Witt Jr. in the starting lineup. You lose Salvador Perez in the second inning. And what have we been saying, at least what have I been saying about this winning streak? That 7-game winning streak, for as much as we want to read into it and, oh my God, this team's turning the corner. To me, the 7-game winning streak was always about the individuals more so than the collective. The 7-game winning streak to me boiled down to your stars being stars, allowing the complimentary pieces on this team to serve complementary roles. Right, Bobby was a star. Mikel Garcia didn't put up the eye-popping numbers, but when you needed him to put the ball in play, when you needed him to drive in that run from third or advance that runner from second, Mikel Garcia did it time in and time out. Brady Singer, Carlos Hernandez, Salvador Perez came through with some big ABs. Your stars were stars in that seven-game winning streak, and it allowed the occasional big night from MJ Melendez or a Michael Massey. It allowed their complimentary input to help push the team over the edge and get them those wins, give them those seven straight wins. So when you don't have Bobby in the lineup, when Salvi leaves the game with a left hand contusion, Matt Quatrero saying moments ago that the x-rays came back negative, when you don't have Bobby, when you don't have Salvi, when you have this version of Zach Greinke on the hill, it's no shocker that you come out on the losing end. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if you disagree. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Again, that's the text line number as well. 913-586-7610. A quick shout out to the defense. Kyle Isbell with a nice leaping catch at the wall. Drew Waters showing off that arm in the fifth inning, gunning out the slow-footed, but still a great throw, throwing out Kyle Schwarber at third base. And then Michael Massey. How about that? Michael Massey with a beautiful dive to his right. He's at second base. He ranges towards the second base bag, dives, gloves, and in one fluid motion flips it to Mikel Garcia, who is aware, alert, and ready to collect the flip and throw a bullet to first base. A 4-6-3 out by the Royals defense, getting Bryson Stott, the speedy second baseman for the Phillies. A great play by Michael Massey. Works very hard at that. If you come out early to Kauffman Stadium, you'll see Michael Massey working his tail off, not only going to his right, but also working on those glove flips. So a nice day for the Royals defense, a nice start for the Royals offense, but just not enough from the pitching staff, not enough from Zach Greinke. So what do you do with the future Hall of Famer? If it's up to you, do you continue to run them out there every fifth day? Do you use an opener in front of them? What do you do with the great Zach Greinke? You want to be respectful because Lord knows he's been helpful and courteous in these two seasons, despite loss after loss after loss, despite not much offensive run support early on this season and throughout last season. Now, Greinke's been a good teammate. I'm not trying to embarrass him. I'm not saying you demote him to the bullpen. But as a Royals fan that's going to be grinding through these final 49 games, what do you want them to do? Keep running them out there? Use an opener? How do you handle Zach Greinke? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's start off out in Olathe. Steve, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Well, usually I'm going to take the opposite position of everyone else, and that's kind of my role. You wanted to grade this manager. I think it's been a D-plus on managing so far this year. We'll find out more next year. But the question of Zach Greinke, you're mentally putting a hurdle, putting an implement in front of him when you say he's only going to go five innings. It's terrible managing of a pitcher. You have 40 pitches or 50 pitches and he's coming out of the game. Let's just go full on American League softball, score 10 runs a game and leave him in there. Let's get our money's worth from Zach Greinke. He's better than this. The problem.
Steve, if you look at the numbers, he's much better than
you're allowing him to be.
Okay, but Steve, I'm trying to have a discussion with you. If you look at the numbers say he's not better than this. He's not better than throwing more than 70 pitches in a game.
Right, because you're telling him every day I hear he can only go five or six innings. Well, that's not true.
He's an average major league pitcher. Okay, let me ask you this. So you're telling me that the 39-year-old Zach Greinke is so mentally weak that he has the ability to go deeper than five innings, but because people on the radio say he's not?
No, I'm telling you that in that clubhouse, they're so wedded to these dumb metrics. Just let her fly, man. Let him go as long as he wants to go.
Yeah,
and
it backfires, Steve. It backfires, bud. You don't have the numbers.
What does it matter? We're not winning the division. We're not going to the playoffs. Let him be the best that he can be, and don't put these stupid numerical shackles on. They're ruining baseball with these dumb metrics. Zach Greinke is a potential borderline Hall of Fame pitcher, and he's 111. He should not be 111. I don't care how bad this team is and how much run support. So,
I appreciate
the phone call.
You know, your thought has been tactfully made. He's not 111. He's actually 112. Yeah, if you look at the numbers, you know, Zach Greinke first two times through the order, opponents hit about 260 off of him. Third time through the order, they're hitting 400 off of him. So if you want to help turn everyone into Ted Williams, sure, let Zach Greinke face a lineup a third time. Great idea. Furthermore, today that just would not have worked because, again, you lose your designated hitter when Salvador Perez leaves the game. So unless you wanted Greinke to lead off there in the... Now, I know there were some of you that did want Zach Greinke to lead off the fifth inning. But at that point, it's still a game, right? It's a 5-4 Royals... Royals trail 5-4 at that point. You're not going to... In my opinion, you're not going to make a mockery of the game. You're not going to openly punt on the game, tell the clubhouse, we don't really care. No, you're not going to put Zach Greinke to the, send him up to the batter's box for his first AB in quite a while. No, you're not going to do that. Steve, appreciate the phone call. You're a real treat. Let's go back to the phones. 913-586-7610. Let's go out to Overland Park. Talk with Mitch. Mitch, you're on the post-game show as the boys get doubled up by the Phillies, 8-4.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. Just three things about this series. Actually, I'll try to be quick, maybe four. Instead of looking at the entire record right now, I'm kind of focusing on what we're doing after the break. I think we're 10-12, something like that, which is respectable. I know the record is still bad overall, but if we can finish out the season closer to 500, at least that's progress. That's one. Two, I was glad to see Cortero get fired up. I've been wondering about that. It's like you said, it's not something that needs to happen every week, and wouldn't want him to be the guy for the Reds or Aaron Boone. But once in a while, defend your player, get fired up. I'm sure those players appreciated that. Number three, Freddie Fermin. What a pleasant surprise. He's got to be in the lineup for Salvi to move over. It was just honorable and humbling and not surprising. It looks like we've got a legitimate leadoff hitter in Michael. Speed, power, defense. He's legit. And the last thing, man, for me, I'm an old baseball guy. Seeing a city like Philly with 40,000 and, you know, 50 games left contending for the wild card, it just shows what it's like when a city gets behind a baseball team. I thought it was awesome, great environment, and I know the players enjoyed it too. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good one.
Yeah, you do the same, Mitch. Great phone call. I got nothing to add. I think he makes great points across the board. Michael Garcia, he mentions the leadoff hitter for this franchise moving forward. Michael extended his hitting streak to a new career high 10 games today. He's hitting .310 across this 10-game hitting streak. It's the longest hitting streak by a Royal all season. Let's go to Jason in Kansas City. Jason, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What's going on, Vern? I appreciate you taking my call. Hey, look, I'm a big Royals fan, but I'm a bigger Zach Greinke fan. How I would handle Zach is I would just ask him, look, one of the priorities I would think that this organization should have over the next 45 games is to try to get Zach to 3,000 strikeouts. We've been a major league city for 55 years. We've had exactly one chance to see a player in a Royals uniform get to one of those big milestone numbers, and that was obviously George getting 3,000 hits. I think Zach would have a better chance if we move him to the bullpen. If he's okay with it, give him 1, 2, 3 inning shots at a time where he can get a little hotter, get a little more velocity going, and try to really get to that 3K number. You know, whether that rotation slot goes to Austin Cox or somebody down in Omaha, it honestly doesn't matter with our position in the standings. But give it to somebody who we see has a future, give him some more developmental innings, and let's see what we can do.
That's interesting. I'll ask the fellow Royals fans, what do you think of that idea? Jason, I like it, man. Appreciate it. 913-586-7610. Now, I'm sure there are some of you listening going, Vern, I've asked you about Greinke to the bullpen, and you laughed me off the radio or dismissed me quickly because you're so rude. I have dismissed the idea of Greinke to the bullpen. I dismissed that idea because it was being presented as if it's something that is going to help the team. I don't know how good Zach Greinke would be in a one-inning spurt. But for that reason, to just chase strikeouts, it's a fun idea. Now, the only issue I think Zach would have is adjusting to pitching back-to-back days. Pitching twice every 3 days. Because if you're going to move to the bullpen, it can't be you pitch once a series. Now, I got to be able to use you 2 out of every 3 games. Can the 39-year-old adjust physically to that? But I like the idea as far as how can we get Zach to 3,000 strikeouts before this season concludes. 49 games remain. He's 45 strikeouts away. I don't think it's possible. I don't think he has a chance to get it this season, but it's baseball. It's Greinke. I never thought they were going to win 7 games in a row this season. So who knows? I hope it happens. Really hope it happens. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Greinke hasn't won a game in 3 months. Hasn't won a road game in 2 years. Each the longest such streak in his professional career. 3 months since a win. 2 years since a dub on the road. Royals lose today 8-4. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
2-2. Stott bounces it back in the middle. Massey to his right, dives, backhands, flips to Garcia. Throw to first in time. Whoa! That was incredible! Michael Massey lateral to Michael Garcia. The only way that the Royals had a chance to get it out. And somehow they pulled it off. You're hearing about it right now. You're going to watch that play for a long, long time. That was spectacular glove work from Michael Massey.
That's Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Second out of the third inning. Massey with the flip to Michael with the rocket throw. And impressive stuff today by the Royals defense. Michael Massey getting it done on both sides of the ball. He had an RBI single in the first inning, driving in the first of the Royals' 3 runs. Massey defense over the past month, I would say, is as good as it's been as a big leaguer. And then offensively, look at what he's done over the past month of baseball. OPS of 758. Slowly but surely, we're seeing the best of Michael Massey. Speaking of the best, text here from the 816. Vern, if you have a chance, please tell Jake Eisenberg he is the real deal. Listening to the call on the radio while watching on TV, I watch Vern with the TV on mute. But that play, that Massey play, he was amazing. Shout out Jake Eisenberg. Yeah, he certainly was. He's having a strong season. We talk about the evaluation season of 2023. The winners, Bobby and Michael, Freddie Fermin and Vinny Pasquantino. I think you do. You got to put Jake Eisenberg in the group. Royals lose 8-4. Yeah, a sad ending to this 3-game series in Philadelphia. Tough to get too upset. At least it is for me. You know, Zach Greinke didn't have it. Bobby wasn't in the lineup. Salvi left with a hand injury in the second inning. tough to win with Greinke on the hill, no Bobby, no Salvi, and the Royals didn't win. They fall 8-4. Let's go to Pam in North Kansas City. Pam, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Vern. And also, I got to echo your sentiments about Jake Eisenberg. That Matthew call was a young Danny Matthews.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that man knows his stuff.
Yes, he does.
And as for Greinke, wow. If I remember right, in his first stint with the Royals, he wanted to work out of the bullpen. Now, granted, he was quite a bit younger, but they wouldn't let him at that point, I don't think, if I remember right.
Well, he started off as a starter, came back as a reliever. The story is that he wanted to stop pitching. He wanted to become a shortstop so he could play every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the upshot of it is, I don't know. I think for the sake of strikeouts, if he would do it, if it would get him to 3,000, I'd be willing to entertain that thought. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you know, we've got nothing to lose at this point by allowing him to pitch right as a starter for the rest of the season.
And Pam, that seems to be the sentiment from most. Thank you very much. Always nice hearing from you. Hopefully the Royals can get a win and we can celebrate on a post-game show coming up. But yeah, looking at the text line right now, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. From the 816, let's try to get Greinke to 3,000. From the 660, Vern, people tend to forget that this is the older Zach Greinke. The transition to the bullpen won't be as easy. From the 816, great call on Zach. Move him to the bullpen, get 3,000 strikeouts. Look, I understand where Zach Greinke ranks in your fave five. A lot of you, if you're my age or younger, at 40 or younger, Zach Greinke holds a special place in your heart because for most of your life, the Royals stunk. There was no reason to really get all that fired up about the team. Sure, you had 2003, but, Beltran, you knew you lost him. That left a terrible taste in your mouth. Where's our superstar? And then Zach Greinke shows up and does what he did in 2009. That 2009 season, from all of you that I've spoken with, that 09 year holds a very special place in your heart. So I get the affinity that this fan base, that this city has for the great Greinke. He doesn't need 3,000 strikeouts. I don't care what Steve said earlier. Zach Greinke's a Hall of Famer. People that vote say Zach Greinke's a Hall of Famer. I don't think Steve has a Hall of Fame vote. Text line says, Vern, I don't think Steve is voting for the downtown ballpark. No, I think you're right about that. Greinke, by the way, in this, his second act as a Royal, since returning to the Royals last offseason, prior to the 2022 season, today was his 25th road start. 25th outing away from Kauffman Stadium. His ERA is now 6.33. At home, he's thrown more innings at home despite two fewer starts than on the road. His ERA at home in those 23 starts, 2.69. So again, I have no issue giving him the ball to make the start against the Cardinals coming up on Friday. Take a look at the schedule and see where he would line up. Like, if we can, let's just keep him off the road. Maybe after the start in St. Louis, yeah, then he'll pitch at Wrigley. Yeah, I do not want to watch Zach Greinke pitch at Wrigley. Afternoon game at Wrigley, no thanks. Unless the wind's blowing in, no thanks. Yeah, his next two starts after Friday in St. Louis. Oh, no, okay. My bad. He would start the finale at home against Seattle. Okay, so the next two outings for Zach Greinke would be at home. Okay, we'll revisit this conversation in 2 weeks when he's supposed to start in Oakland. Maybe you give him that one because the A's stink. Then he's home against Pittsburgh. Home against the Red Sox. All right, so you know what? The way this is lining up, if he can stay healthy, he's really only got two more road starts. He's earned that. I'll give that to him. Maybe Matt Quatrero can convince him, because I know the coaching staff's thought about it. And I'm not saying that they need to convince Zach Greinke. Not saying that he's a bad team guy. But it's a respect thing. Just like Salvador Perez, you want him to sign off on Freddie Fermin getting more starts behind the dish than he did. Salvi's a team guy, but you still want to show that respect. You want to do the same thing to Zach Greinke. Maybe on the road I'm giving him a pair of openers, whoever that might be. Maybe Zach Greinke gets the first inning off. Speaking of the first inning, the Royals put 3 runs on the board on 5 hits in the first inning. First time in a month they've scored in the first inning on the road. Didn't matter all that much because Zach Greinke gave it all right back in the bottom half of that first inning. But then MJ Melendez with a home run in the second. Sadly, Kyle Schwarber also hit a home run in the second. That gave Philly a 5-4 lead. They would go on to win 8-4. Royals dropped the series in Philly and now are making their way up to Boston as we speak. The 1-4 against the Red Sox begins tomorrow night. We'll have more on that, but I want to get back to your thoughts and your text messages. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. We'll dive back into the text line after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Melendez drives it deep to left field. Schwarber looks up. It's out of here. MJ Melendez gives the Royals the lead right back. An opposite field line drive homer. And the Royals are up 4-3 in the top of the second.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. That was about the last best moment of the day. Now, sadly, Philly would score 5 unanswered. And they would go on to win 8-4. Royals dropped the rubber game to the Phillies. MJ Melendez, though, with that home run, number 9 on the season, ties Vinny Pasquantino for 3rd most on the team. MJ has a hit in 16 of his 20 starts since the All-Star break, an OPS of 751. The loss goes to Zach Greinke. I've mentioned a lot of negative stats as they pertain to Greinke. I also mentioned that pickoff to finish off the fourth inning. A gorgeous move, picking off Rojas at first base, catching the rookie slipping. It was Zach's 4th pickoff of the season. Nobody in baseball has more. My game notes are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Got to give you a Freddie Fermin note. Freddie today, 2-for-4 with a double. 4 straight multi-hit games for the 28-year-old Freddie Fermin. Last 2 months of baseball, Freddie's hitting .364 with an OPS of .981. That's best catcher in baseball kind of stuff right there. A .981 OPS over the course of the past 2 months for Freddie Fermin. Let's go to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Our buddy Stefan writes in, Vern, there are a lot of parallels between Zach Greinke and Adam Wainwright. Both are at the end of a terrific career. Both have earned the right to ride into the sunset in their ways they feel is best. Both of them, both for them and for their respective teams. Greinke needs to keep getting the ball for every scheduled start so long as he is injury-free and deemed to compete. Signed, Stefan. Yeah, I agree. I agree, but I'm sticking with use an opener on the road. Will it make a difference? I don't know. I hope it does. Yeah, you know, there are no guarantees, but boy, oh boy, when Zach Greinke shows up to pitch in a visiting ballpark, it certainly feels as if the boys start the game behind the eight ball. Text line 913-586-7610 from the 920. Vern, the evaluation year, right? This is an evaluation year? Well, Jonathan Heasley and James MacArthur will not help this staff in 2024. The Royals should DFA both of them. Yeah, okay. You know, when it comes to the bullpen, The bullpen, when you're 41 games below 500, discussing the bullpen is a fool's errand, in my opinion. Good teams have shaky bullpens. Sometimes great teams, like World Series teams, have shaky bullpens. The worst teams in Major League Baseball always have a bad bullpen. Because if you had good members of the bullpen, you try to stretch them out and use them as a starter. Because if you're this bad, you normally have a bad starting rotation as well. Jonathan Heasley's allowed multiple runs in three straight appearances. Yeah, not doing himself any favors, that's for sure. But DFA'ing guys, whatever. You know, MacArthur's already been DFA'd. Wouldn't be surprised if that happened again. Anyway, thanks to Blake Schneiders and Isaac Deer for their help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow, 5 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Cole Reagan's on the hill. All right, let's go. Enjoy your Sunday.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming. 610 Sports Radio.
Melendez drives it deep to left field. Schwarber looks up. It's out of here. MJ Melendez gives the Royals the lead right back. An opposite field line drive homer. And the Royals are up 4-3 in the top of the second.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. That was, well, that was about the last best moment of the day. Now, sadly, Philly would score five unanswered, and they would go on to win 8-4. Royals dropped the rubber game to the Phillies. MJ Melendez, though, with that home run, number 9 on the season, ties Vinny Pasquantino for third most on the team. MJ has a hit in 16 of his 20 starts since the All-Star break, an OPS of 751. The loss goes to Zach Greinke. I've mentioned a lot of negative stats as they pertain to Greinke. I also mentioned that pickoff to finish off the fourth inning. A gorgeous move, picking off Rojas at first base, catching the rookie slipping. It was Zach's fourth pickoff of the season. Nobody in baseball has more. My game notes are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Got to give you a Freddie Vermeen note. Freddie, today, 2-for-4 with a double. Four straight multi-hit games for the 28-year-old Freddie Vermeen. Last 2 months of baseball, Freddie's hitting .364 with an OPS of .981. That's best catcher in baseball kind of stuff right there. A .981 OPS over the course of the past 2 months for Freddie Vermeen. Let's go to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Our buddy Stefan writes in, Vern, there are a lot of parallels between Zach Greinke and Adam Wainwright. Both are at the end of a terrific career. Both have earned the right to ride into the sunset in their ways they feel is best. Both of them, both for them and for their respective teams. Greinke needs to keep getting the ball for every scheduled start so long as he is injury-free and deemed to compete. Signed, Stefan. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I agree, but I'm sticking with use an opener on the road. Will it make a difference? I don't know. I hope it does. Yeah, you know, there are no guarantees, but boy, oh boy, when Zach Greinke shows up to pitch in a visiting ballpark, it certainly feels as if the boys start the game behind the eight ball. Text line 913-586-7610 from the 920. Vern, the evaluation year, right? This is an evaluation year? Well, Jonathan Heasley and James MacArthur will not help this staff in 2024. The Royals should DFA both of them. Yeah, okay. You know, when it comes to the bullpen... When you're 41 games below 500, discussing the bullpen is a fool's errand, in my opinion. Good teams have shaky bullpens. Sometimes great teams, like World Series teams, have shaky bullpens. The worst teams in Major League Baseball always have a bad bullpen. Because if you had good members of the bullpen, you try to stretch them out and use them as a starter. Because if you're this bad, you normally have a bad starting rotation as well. Jonathan Heasley's allowed multiple runs in three straight appearances. Yeah, not doing himself any favors, that's for sure. But DFAing guys, whatever. You know, MacArthur's already been DFA'd. Wouldn't be surprised if that happened again. Anyway, thanks to Blake Schneiders and Isaac Deer for their help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow, 5 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Cole Reagan's on the hill. All right, let's go. Enjoy your Sunday.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.